The government of Alberta announced on April 28th that Highway 63 will be twinned just north of Fort McMurray between Mildred Lake and the Peter Lougheed Bridge in a $117 million investment. The highway in the region sees nearly 11,000 vehicles every day go through the area, ranging from both commercial and commuters. Kevin Weidlich, president and CEO of the Fort McMurray Economic Development, spoke at the conference about what this project will do for the locals.
Highway 63 will definitely improve quality of life for the residents of Fort McMurray and especially for the oil sands workers. But it will also do more than that. It improves the quality of life for all residents within the region. And I'm thinking specifically of the residents of Fort Chipewyan. In the wintertime, when the winter road is open, the twinning of this highway will reduce commute times and increase safety for the residents of Fort Chip when they come to Fort McMurray and for Fort McMurray residents to go to Fort Chip. So it increases economic activity all the way through the north.
This announcement comes days after the agreement to extend Highway 686 from Peerless Lake to Fort McMurray, and Weidlich says that these projects are both huge.
These two major transportation infrastructure investments really demonstrate that Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo's economy is incredibly important to the province and the country, and that the province is genuinely committed.
Devin Dreeshen, Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors, also spoke at the conference and talked highly about the region, what it offers, and how big the twinning project will be once it's completed.
Up here in the north and in the Fort McMurray region, it's obviously a special region. It's truly the economic engine of not just Alberta and Canada, and that's why this $117 million investment into Highway 63 is so important.
Preliminary work is set to begin this fall, and construction on the twinning project will start next spring. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.